Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Wednesday, October the 12th. Thank you for listening today. We're midweek, and I hope your week is going really well so far. The weather here in New York has just been unbelievable, and today is no exception. Clear blue sky, just absolutely gorgeous. Exactly what you want in a fall day. So I really enjoy that. I remember we had days that sort of felt like this in Tokyo as well. The winter in Tokyo is actually extremely lovely, even when it's cold. You know, the sky is this crystal blue that I've never seen. It's just gorgeous, and the air is crisp. And I love the winter. It feels a little bit like that here in the fall when it's not raining. So. When you're living one day at a time, as we all really, you know, aspire to, at least I do, I try and take this day on its own merits and try not to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. And so often that changes anyway. So another good way of reflecting on, you know, the power of today. And today I read a post and I saw an article and they kind of crossed over for me. And I thought, man, that's really what's on my mind right now. I've been seeing a lot about what does bringing your whole self to work mean, and whole self to this and whole self to that. And the sentiment behind it is understandable and it's good. The phraseology, like with many things, is sort of nonsensical because you don't chop off part of your body or yourself to go anywhere. You are your whole self everywhere you go. The difference is, what part of you do you put forth? Do you share? And it has never been the case that we are, you know, should say everything we're thinking at all times. And that goes for, if you go to church, you don't do that. If you talk to your grandma, you don't do that. If you go to work, you know, you need to focus on things that are relevant to work, and you're bringing your whole self and everything that comes with you to every single exchange, but you're using skillful means and you're taking a version of yourself there that's appropriate and healthy for you and for the people around you. Okay. So that said, a longtime acquaintance of mine posted on her Facebook page today something I thought was really insightful. And it was a past reflection she had written about some interchanges, I think, with colleagues who knew that she had started meditating and then started using that against her when she was having any kind of emotional reaction to something. And I guess somebody said, I thought you were meditating now, as basically a way of saying, shut up, or you shouldn't be reacting that way. I thought you meditate. Very judgmental. But the other thing that she wrote was the danger of over-reliance. She didn't put it in these words, but basically the danger of over-reliance on personality tests. And that also really resonated. And I just want to talk about that. Putting yourself in a box is a great way to not grow. And it's funny because it's the complete opposite of what those tests are purportedly about. They're supposedly lead you to more insight so you can do better with the people around you, feel better about yourself. Okay, maybe that's possible. I have spent many, many years, and I was first familiarized with MBTI when I was a child. My mother was a social worker. In its heyday, and it's still around and won't go away, and, you know, the MBTI stuff was huge. Oh, my goodness. Now we can categorize everyone the way we've always wanted to. You're an ESFJ. I'm an ENFP. You're an ISTP. And we have little descriptions. And we even have famous people who were those personality types, too, who never took the exam in the first place. you know, a test that has dubious scientific credentials to begin with. Now, what does that mean for us today? It means that we are surrounded by opportunities in our world to put us in a box, to categorize us. It can be a personality category. It can be middle-aged white male, you know? I mean, it's important to understand my demographic, of course, and just to see how that impacts how others see me and, you know, what opportunities I'm afforded in the world because of that, not dismissing any of that at all. My thinking, however, if I think of myself as, well, I am an XYZ, those are almost always limiting thoughts that are trying to, usually in my case, I'm trying to rationalize why something isn't happening or is happening and looking for a reason. And I just think about how we are all, even very, very, very super smart, way smarter than me people, can be susceptible to cults and very black and white thinking. Because ultimately, our brains are trying to sort out the simple stuff, the threats from the non-threats. And we have to make a lot of decisions and take in a whole bunch of information. And isn't it much easier if we just had a villain? Or if we just had a category of personality to explain why I do something or don't do something, why you do something or don't do something. So the next time that somebody says to you, you're an introvert, so blah, 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 that explains everything. Think about that. I mean, is that a positive thing for you? Maybe it is. I, for one, really have great distaste for it. And I am, by the textbook definition or the personality test definition, an extreme extrovert who at times needs some time alone to recharge. Does that make me also an introvert? I'm all of those things. I'm just me. And honestly, if we could get rid of all those tests, I would vote for it. I really would. I really, really would. I think the net benefit has not been good. I think if we invested our time and energy in communicating with each other about our needs openly and honestly, I think we'd get way further than staring at our own navels. But that said, maybe you have gotten some utility out of doing some kind of self-assessment personality profile or something. Great. That's only a very, very beginning. And I guess what I'm saying is, as I look at this longtime acquaintance's sort of reflections on the damage of that being put in a box and judged and assumed over based on personality, based on taking some steps for self-care, the world is full of people who are suffering with their own judgmentalism. And there's no way we can isolate ourselves from that. What we can do, though, is not participate in putting ourselves in a box and feel compassion for those who want to do that to us. How limiting they must believe. What are the limitations they have on themselves if they're going to put me in a box like that? Because they're trying to order the world. They're trying to put me in a box because they need me to be in a box for their world to make sense. And by the way, I'm talking about other people. But I'm right there with them. I'm right there. I don't want to say guilty because I think it's part of our natural thinking. But I certainly will move in that direction, trying to make sense of the world, particularly if I'm tired, if I'm stressed, if I'm, you know, I'm not in my most open state. That is my daily mission in life, is to stay as open to my heart, to my thinking, to others as I possibly can, despite all the forces that want me to close my heart, close my thinking, narrow my view, and exclude to make things simple, easy, and understandable. That's never going to change, but I can get better at keeping it open, even with and recognizing those things. These personality self-assessments and categorization just go to a person who's, a young voter and say, well, you're a young voter, so therefore you must think blah, 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 blah. You might be exactly right about what they think. But how does that person react when you put them in that box? How do you react when people put you in a box? Nobody puts a baby in a corner. That's what I always think. Back that thing up. You're not putting me in a corner. You're not putting me in a box. Because we're humans and we're complex and we've got a whole range of emotions and thoughts and feelings. And a high growth mindset requires, and high growth along with that mindset requires staying open, staying open, staying open, staying open to a whole bunch of stuff. So listen, everyone's take this for what it's worth. Take what you like and leave the rest. For me, I'm kind of done with self-assessment personality profiling. I humor it from time to time to learn what's out there. And at the same time, I don't give it a whole lot of value. I really don't. That's just my personal opinion. I'm going to focus on my interpersonal. On self-awareness, internally and externally, and interpersonal relationships, I've found that to produce far more growth and benefits and insight and certainly learning about myself along the way. I see myself through other people. That's who I see myself. If you want to continue to look at yourself through yourself, you can do that. The benefits are dubious at best, in my humble opinion. I hope that helps. So go forth. If you've been put in a box, if you've been categorized, or if you're categorizing yourself, it's okay to just brush it off today. Let go of it. You don't have to accept that. And you can even find a nice way to push back on it if someone puts you in a box. Oh, I'm sorry that you see it that way. I think I'm more complex than that. And I think you are too. Let's have an expansive, growth-oriented relationship and mindset today. All right. I hope that helps. I've expanded the time. When I started this podcast, I thought 6 to 9 minutes. And I do try and keep that. From time to time, we go a little bit longer. And I hope that's okay, but I'll do my best to keep it short. I know that some people who listen to this podcast have given me feedback that they like the fact that it's short. And I hear you. I do too, frankly. It's how I do it every day. So as always, I'm so grateful that you listen and join me on this journey. It's not always easy, but it is fun, ultimately. And it's great to be connected. Follow me on Twitter at @MattStoneCO, Instagram at @MattStoneCO, and on our main website for the podcast, mattstone.co. Have a wonderful midweek and the rest of your week. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.